Welcome to the Jewish Prayer Podcast, where we uncover the depth, beauty, and relevance of the timeless words of Jewish prayer. Here is your host, Rabbi Yossi Lindenbaum.
Okay, welcome back. We continue our journey through prayer, through the prayer book. Last time we did a probably the longest prayer that we had done so far. Intricate, complicated, got the basic idea. And now this week we're going to do a very, very short, but meaningful and important prayer. The prayer of Mizmor Lesoda. Okay, so let me explain a little bit about what it's about. And let me actually proceed our discussion. I think more than even the words are nice words, but it's really the concept of what we're going to be talking about, the topic of it, that makes this paragraph meaningful. And the way to understand the concept, I know I didn't say anything yet, what it's about is to see the laws that are behind it. Very often Jewish law shows us the inner meaning. They're laws of, you know, Orthodox laws are intricate and detailed and some may say obsessive, but actually they often shed light on the deeper meaning of what's really going on. So this paragraph, unlike anything else in Psukei Dezimra, in these general songs, does get skipped sometimes. Okay, so we already discussed other things that got skipped and other optional things, but this is the one very small paragraph that gets skipped. When does it get skipped? The following days, and this is a very unique, complicated list of days. Let me clarify. There are some prayers that we just don't say on Shabbat. Okay, I got that. We don't say on Shabbat. Or holidays, I got that. This prayer is not said on Shabbat. It's not said on holidays. It's not said on the day before Pesach. In addition to the whole Passover, Pesach, we don't say this. We also don't say it the day before Pesach. And we don't say it the day before Yom Kippur. Oh, and one more. There's, you know, the Chol HaMoed, which are the intermediate days, the holiday weekday days of Sukkot and Pesach. So on Sukkot you do say it, and on Pesach you don't. Well, that's weird. That's complicated. Let's understand. So really, to understand this, I always say like this: what does it mean to be a Jew? Well, what does the word Jew mean? Jew means that you're part of Judaism. Well, Judaism, maybe we've said this before in the past. Either way, we'll say it again now. It's so valuable. It's good for us to review. Judaism, Jew means Judaism. Judaism comes from the word Judah, which is the Hebrew name Yehuda, which really comes from the root word of thanks, Todah. When the first person who's named Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, Jacob, Leah named him. He said, I'm now thanking Hashem. She was very grateful that she had this fourth son. She named him Yehuda. Actually, my fourth son's second name is Yehuda for that same reason. I was very grateful for having him, and so I named him Yehuda. And so that is actually the source of the word Judaism. So to be Jewish means to be thankful. And that is why we start our day. The first prayer we ever said is Moda Ani. I thank you, Hashem. I admit to you, Hashem. And then we make all these blessings throughout the day, because every time we make a blessing, we're being grateful and thankful to Hashem. So to be Jewish is to be thankful. And this is called the Mizmor Lesoda, the Song of Thanks, which is so precious and so valuable. And in fact, when there's sayings in Midrashim, which are like, I wouldn't take these sources literally in meaning, but I would take them seriously. I don't take them literally, I take them seriously. Sometimes they're written in metaphor and other ideas, but it says when all the prayers will be nullified, this paragraph will not be nullified. So now we have very interesting. When all the prayers will be nullified, this paragraph will not be nullified. And let me explain. The reason why this is said is because it's connected to, the reason why it's skipped, rather, is because it's connected to a sacrifice. Okay, we discussed the sacrifices during that part of prayer, that there was a temple in Jerusalem, and they used to bring animal sacrifices different occasions. When a person did the wrong thing, a sin, he would bring it. When the person was feeling very grateful to God, they would sing it. They would bring a sacrifice. There was one very specific sacrifice with specific laws to it, and that was called the sacrifice of the Todah. Okay? The word Todah is the same word as Mizmor Lasoda, that a song of thanks. And it's the same word in, you know, modern Hebrew, we say Todah. Todah means thank you. So there's a sacrifice called the thank you sacrifice. I'm going to call it the Todah. But it's the same thing as Todah, and it means the thank you sacrifice. So this sacrifice was very unique in that you brought an animal, but with the animal, you had to bring 40 loaves of bread, which is unusual. That's not usually how you bring a sacrifice. Usually most sacrifices are an animal. Also, most typical sacrifices, you have 2 days to eat it. Okay? You bring it on a Monday, you can eat it Monday and Tuesday. This Todah, you have very limited time to eat. You can only eat it today and tonight. Okay, so if it's brought on a Monday, you have to finish it Monday by Tuesday night. By the morning of Tuesday, you have to finish eating it. And that's a very important law. Okay, there's a prohibition of having leftovers. I know a lot of homes, they don't like to have leftovers, or maybe they do, or they don't like to eat leftovers. There's a rule when it comes to sacrifices, you have to eat all of it. Now you're thinking to yourself, 40 loaves of bread. I don't know exactly what size these loaves are, but whatever size they are, you know, I don't even eat carbs during the week. Like 40 loaves of bread, how am I going to finish that? Especially, why are you cutting down my time and increasing my food? Look at that. I have a ton of food and very little time to eat it. So what do you do? Well, what would you do if you have a lot of food and very little time to eat it? You have to call in your friends. You have to call in friends to help you eat it. So here you have these guys. You say, listen, guys, I need, you know, 40 good men to come and help me partake in this meal. And then they come all down and they say, hey, why are you bringing this? What happened? What's the story with this meal? So they say, the person, the host, will tell everyone, well, I'm bringing this thank you sacrifice. Well, why are you bringing a thank you sacrifice? So he says, well, because I'm very grateful. And actually, the halacha is, the law is, that it's brought for specific life-saving miracles. It goes through when a person went through a dangerous situation, such as an illness, or imprisoned, or someone who crosses over the sea and crosses over the desert. So those are the four reasons. They're basically, a person was, life was in danger, he would bring this thank you. And now here he is in a room with 40 people coming to eat the food, or so, however many people. And he tells them how grateful he is. And the message of the Torah is that when you're grateful to Hashem, when Hashem gives you life and gives you goodness, you should tell other people about it. And based on that, although today we don't have sacrifices, there are two other customs that developed. It's called benching gomel and asudas hoda. I'm going to explain both of those things. Benching gomel means that we do make a blessing. There's a short blessing that people make, usually by the Torah, when a person goes through one of these instances. So even though we can't bring a sacrifice, if a person is hospitalized and gets out of the hospital, imprisoned and gets out of the prison, crosses an ocean and crosses it as a desert. And actually, the most common of these today is when people cross an ocean, because we say it, at least Ashkenazim say this, even when we fly a plane over an ocean, over the Atlantic. Every time we go to Israel and back, and there are details in the law, but overall, when we travel over the water, we will say this blessing. So we'll get called up to the Torah and say the blessing. And it's our public way of thanking Hashem. And that's kind of the message. When you're thankful to Hashem, let other people know about it. Say it publicly. And the more extreme of this is called the sudos hadas, when a person makes a meal, which is really almost like the sacrifice. They'll call together a meal. If somebody is, this is really more an extreme case, it's not every time you take a flight over the Atlantic, but if somebody's life is saved in any way, they were ill, they were in an accident, and they feel like they were very grateful. I personally made when I had a baby who was in the hospital for 3 weeks, and when he got out and healthy and really at a very young age, when he was only 3 weeks old, he went in, came out 3 weeks later. Thank God I made a meal, and I publicly thanked Hashem for giving me the miracle that was my healthy baby. So that's what they would do. They would just gather. This sudo soda is to gather your friends and your family and feed them, because what else are Jews going to do when they get together? But no, really, the food allows us to properly show our gratitude. And so we feed it to, we share this meal, and we proclaim our gratitude to Hashem for the miracle that He has done upon us. Okay, so again, this is the sacrifice. This is the concept of thank you. This is how important it is, and this is how it plays out into today. Now, why do we skip it on specific days? And we're going to put it all together. Why do we skip it? So the answer is as follows. Part of those 40 loaves are chametz. Well, let's clarify one step before that. You don't bring on Shabbat. You're not really allowed to kill an animal on Shabbat. It's one of the forbidden activities. We would bring sacrifices, but only the sacrifices as special community-wide Shabbos sacrifices. Hashem said, yes, I know in general you don't kill, but today is Shabbos, and on Shabbos you bring the tamid, a daily sacrifice, the musaf. There were sacrifices, but any optional sacrifices that really could be brought at any time may not be brought on Shabbos. So the toda was not brought on Shabbos. Okay, good. So that's why, since the Toda is not brought on Shabbos, we don't say this prayer on Shabbos. Now, similarly, here's a little more of a, this is why you're not going to bring it on Passover, even the weekdays of Passover, because of the 40 loaves, some of them are chametz, leavened bread, and we don't eat chametz on Pesach, so you can't bring it on Passover. Okay, so all that's left is the day before Passover and the day before Yom Kippur. Why can you bring it those days? And the answer is as follows. I mentioned before that there's a rule that you're not allowed to have leftovers. There's a secondary rule on top of that, that you're not allowed to bring a sacrifice that will cut into the time of eating. I mean, every sacrifice has its rules of how long you can eat it, and it's usually about a day or two. You're not allowed to set yourself up in a situation where you're going to have less than the required amount of time, the allowed time. How would that be? Well, let's say it's a day before Yom Kippur. And you bring a sacrifice, and really you should have 2 days to eat this. And now you say, well, the first day I'll eat it, but the second day it's Yom Kippur, I can't eat it. That's a problem, and therefore you're not allowed to bring the sacrifice on the day before Yom Kippur. And this is one of those things. Now, Pesach is interesting. I'll just point out the other fast days in the Jewish year are not biblical, and therefore it doesn't apply to these rules. They didn't apply in the, there were no other fast days in the times of the temple. So wouldn't make any sense. Only Yom Kippur. Pesach, we don't eat chametz. So bringing this on the day before Pesach is cutting into your time to eat it, and therefore you can't bring it. And again, since you can't bring it, you can't say it. Okay. Why do I share all these detailed laws? Well, it's good to know. And this is a class on prayer, so I want you to be able to be comfortable in the sitter, to understand the instructions, why we do it, when we do it. A lot of people ask me not just to explain the why, but the what and the when. When do we stand? When do we sit? So I will try to explain as we go along. So this, I want to explain the when, but I think it's even more than that. I think it really tells you, it's so interesting because it's a prayer of thanks. Like, I should be giving thanks every day, Shabbos, Pesach, Yom Tov, holidays. Why can't I say thank you every day? I understand I can't bring the sacrifice every day, but I can say the prayer of thank you every day. And I think the answer to that question is that the law, the halacha, is trying to teach us how to view this thank you. Remember that sacrifice. Every time you say that prayer, you should say, oh, do I say it today? Oh, yeah, I do say it. Oh, because it's a day that I'm allowed to bring that sacrifice. So while I'm not bringing the sacrifice, let me remember what that sacrifice is about. What is that sacrifice about? Thanking Hashem and proclaiming it publicly, gathering people. That's what that's a type of sacrifice it is. You see what we're doing here? It built into the laws. I mentioned that in the laws, it sometimes tells us the deepest secrets of the Jewish concepts. So into the law that you don't say this prayer every day reminds us of the sacrifice, and the sacrifice reminds us of the concept of thanking publicly. So that is the law, and that is the concept behind it. On those days that we say it, again, it's a very beautiful prayer. There's another saying that when all the sacrifices, I mentioned before, when all the prayers will be gone, meaning there'll be a time in history that there'll be nothing more to pray for. God will give us all blessing and all good things. And our needs cause us to turn to Hashem. And that's why they're there. We're hungry. We need food. We need money. We need health. But there'll be a time when we have everything. We have peace with our surroundings. We have the money. We have the health. There'll be nothing to pray for. At that time, the only thing we can do is say thank you. So sacrifices, which are for apologies, but we won't be doing anything wrong, or for asking for things, but we have nothing to ask for. All we can do is say thank you. Prayers also, all we can do is say thank you. So this is actually it's interesting. Rabbi Schwab points out that, you know, we had already gone through all the sacrifices before, but those sacrifices are very much like about the past, the sacrifices that were. This is about the future, about the time when the only thing we'll be saying is thank you. So it's really definitely a beautiful prayer. And people actually say this. It's a piece of Tehillim. It's from David. And we say it actually other times. If a person is feeling particularly grateful and it's not the morning prayer, you can say this very small paragraph right here. So let's read it. Mizmor Lesoda, Song of Thanks. Hariu Lashem Kalaretz. And that's really the words here. The idea is calling everybody together. Call out to Hashem, everyone on earth. It's not enough that I'm saying thank you. I want everyone to say thank you. Idu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with happiness. Bo lefanav b'renana, come to him with joy. That is the way we say thank you, I guess, right? You know, if you imagine a parent wants their kids to say thank you, sometimes they don't need to articulate thank you. Buying them a present and seeing how they jump for joy with that present, bringing them on a vacation and seeing how happy they are with that vacation is the way to say thank you. So serve Hashem with joy. Du'u ki Hashem hu alehim, know that Hashem is God, hu asanu, he made us, v'lo anachnu, and to him are we. Okay, that meaning we belong to him. Amo v'tzon mariso, his nation, his flock that is pasturing. Boyush ar besoda, come to his gates with thanks, which refers to the sacrifice. Chatzerosa besila, to his courtyards with praise. Hodu lo baruch hu shemoy, thank him and bless him. Ki tov Hashem leolam chazdo, because Hashem is good forever is his kindness. About dor v'dor munasai, his faithfulness is generation to generation. It's forever and ever, ever always was and always will be. Meaning his faithfulness, that he's always there for us. Okay, so that is. I know I read that quickly, but that's. You could read it through slowly again. It's saying thank you, and I want everyone to know how thankful I am. And it shows Hashem's love for us and our love for him. And so this is, again, a very, as you're adding on to your prayers, this is a good prayer to add on intention to, because it's short and it's very meaningful to say thank you every day. It's not a specific thank you. It's just thank you for everything that he's given us, and may he continue to give it to us. Thank you very much for listening. For questions, comments, and sponsorship opportunities, please email us at rabbilindenbaum@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.